over net.
CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGG portion. Tonight we're going to start off with the pre-net check-ins. Then we're going to look for any brand new amateur radio operators that have never checked in before. Then we'll do the echo link, and then we'll get in the RF section. So for the pre-net check-in, we have so far 18 pre-net registrations. So we're going to go through them first. Next of all, I'd like to recognize W4FCM. That's Fred over in Travelers Rest. Bring with him. And for IEI, that's Miss Isla. Appreciate you being here tonight, Fred. Tell Miss Isla we said hello. And KJ4HKC, that's John over in Belton. Good to have you tonight, John. W2AMD, that's Andy in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Andy. KK4KCA, that's Jim over in, where is Jim? Star, South Carolina. Good to have you tonight, Jim. Hope you're doing well. K4ROW, that's Richard in Greenville. Good to have you tonight, Richard. K4XMR, that's Mel over in Prosperity. Appreciate you being here tonight, Mel. KJ4UHF, that's Jack over in Greenville. Good to have you tonight, Jack. KI4LZI, that's Andy over in Pickens. Appreciate you being here tonight, Andy. K1CJW, that's Roland in Pickens. Appreciate you being here tonight, Roland. K4OSH, that's Pat in Malden. Appreciate you being here tonight, Pat. KO4RUR, that's Chris in Greenville. Good to have you tonight, Chris. KO4RAX, that's Jim in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. KG4WNP, that's Landon in Dacusville. Good to have you back home again, Landon. Appreciate you being here with us this evening. KC4W, that's Bill over in Anderson. Appreciate you being here tonight, Bill. KX4YM, that's Scott in Greenville. Good to have you tonight, Scott. KA5WLL, that's Leroy over in Taylor's. Appreciate you being here tonight, Leroy. And N4DJC, that's Jerry and Anderson. Appreciate everybody that used the pre-net check-in functionality. That's what it's there for. Do we have any brand-new amateur radio operators who have never checked into a net before and just aren't quite sure of the protocol but would still like to get checked in? Just throw your call sign out there, and I'll do the rest. Okay, sounds like we don't have any just yet, but we do have an Echolink station. Echolink station's only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John Brown Summit, and I'll hang around.
Okay, next I'd like to recognize KN4RJN, that's John in Brown Summit. Sound good tonight, John? I've got you down for RAGG Chew, so you will be first up on the stump this evening. Appreciate you being with us this evening. And tonight being Saturday night, we're going to begin the Alpha through Delta group for the RF section of the net. First letter of suffix your call is A through D, and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
DJW. Name Dave. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. And via telephone relay, my daughter. Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in
Deep
Mount, and we'll all be in and out tonight.
DJW. Dave, please check in. Kilo Mike 4, Bravo Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH is Greenville. Excuse me, I'll be negative and negative.
DJW. Evening, sir. Please check in November 4, Alpha Hotel Oscar, N4AHO. This is Doug in Walhalla. Negative and probably negative this evening, unless the brain starts working, so I'll just say negative and negative for now. 73 to the net.
JW. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2BYQ, Dave and Easley, copy negative and negative tonight, 73s to you and everybody on the net.
Okay, that was a good group. Net Control Lock to recognize KK4DMW. That's Rick. Bring with him KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena. And KM4MOQ. That's Miss Michelle via telephone relay. Good to have you tonight, Rick. Tell Lorena and Michelle we said hello. Appreciate you guys being here every night. Being a very dependable check-in. We can always count on you, Rick. Appreciate you being here. And KM4BLH, that's Kurt. He's over in Greenville. Good to have you tonight, Kurt. You're sounding good. And 4AHO, that's Doug over in Walhalla. Feel free to recheck if you change your mind, Doug. Good to have you with us tonight. And KB2BYQ, that's Dave over in Easley. Sounding good as usual, Dave. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Do we have any other stations in the Alpha through Delta group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
4DJW. Again, Kilo or Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, portable, negative and negative.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KN4CHY, that's Keith on the portable over in Seneca. That sounded exceptionally well for a portable, Keith. Appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening. Take care, stay safe. We'll go ahead and bump it up to the Echo Through Hotel group now. Stations with the first letter suffix are called begins with letters E through H. When I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4ECN, Harry and Candler, and I'll be negative and negative tonight. Got a frog in my throat. Thanks.
Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, KN4HTP. This is Wendy in Simpsonville. Please also check in my husband Mark, Whiskey 2, Mike Juliet Bravo, W2MJB. Harry's comment there, I just have to tell him to watch out for the frog strangler. We'll be negative and negative tonight. Thank you for calling the net.
Hey, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KC4EZN. That's Harry over in Candler tonight. Harry, take care of that voice. You're an amateur radio operator, and like Wendy said, don't let any frog strangler get in there. Take care. Be safe. KM4HTP, that's our Monday night Net Control operator, Wendy. Bringing with her our Sunday night Net Control operator, W2MJB. That's Mark. They're over in Simpsonville. Sounding good. Wendy, tell Mark we said hello and do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Any other stations in the Echo Through Hotel group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HGX. That's Patrick in Penrose. And I'll be in and out tonight. I'm having some technical difficulties.
Net Control, like to recognize KO4HKX. That's Patrick. Sounding good from Penrose, North Carolina this evening. Patrick, hope you get those technical difficulties remediated as quickly as possible. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Do we have any other stations in the Echo Through Hotel group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. All right, well, moving on up to the India Through Lima group. Stations with the first letter of the suffix are called that begins with letters I through L. And would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
DJW. Hello, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative. Say it's 73s for each one of you.
W, this Amy, you're well. Please check in, Whiskey 4, India, Oscar, Echo, Zid in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Amy, Dave. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
DJW. Thank you for calling the net for us tonight. Please check in Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also by telephone relay, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. 73.
All right, there's another good group. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KK4JFO. That's James, sounding good from Tuxedo, North Carolina this evening. Appreciate you being with us, James. Your signal is full-scale, full-quieting. It sounds really good. Appreciate you being here. And W4IOE, that's Sid. He's over in Fletcher, North Carolina. And Sid runs the 14664 net. We're on 14661, just a notch or two up from where we are right now, 14664, on Sundays at 8 o'clock. Sundays at 8 with a PL tone of 91.5. Be sure and stop in tomorrow night with Sid. I'm sure he'd appreciate it, and I'm sure you'll enjoy it. And Sid, I haven't been able to check into your net for a little while because my outside 17-foot collinear went belly up on me, and I've got to climb a 30-foot ladder to change it out. So until I get the courage to climb the 30-foot ladder, I'm not going to be able to make it in. Although I do have a 10-element beam that I might be able to get to work. So anyway, I'll try to get back into your net as soon as possible. Get me something up that'll work over your way. Good to have you this night, Sid. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. And KK4JBQ, that's Larry. Bring with him by telephone relay, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Larry. You sounded good. Tell Miss Donna we said hello. Appreciate you guys taking the time to check in this evening. Do we have any other stations in the India through Lima group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. Okay, we'll move it on up to the Mike through Papa group. Stations with the first letter of suffix of call that begins with letters M through P. Would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
Bro VQ, cross band, repeat, sitting in the backyard. Hey, Dave, good to hear you. Thanks. I'll be in and out, sir.
Good chicken, Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred. I'm mobile in Piedmont tonight and to work. Send through you, Dave, and all the net. I'll be negative to negative tonight.
Okay, next we'll like to recognize N4OVQ. That's Stacy over in Anderson. Good to have you. It's nice to have you, Stacy. Your crossband repeating is working most excellent. Appreciate you being here this evening. And KO4NNH, that's Fred over in Pilsner. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Fred. Hope you're doing well. Tell your dad we said hello next time you see him or talk to him. Any other stations in the Mike through Papa group who would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
Oh, check in AA4QS,
doll.
Check in N4DME, Paul. He's in the cold. We'll be anything to help on that.
Okay, next we'll like to recognize AA4QS. That's Donald. Bring with him N4DME. That's Paul. They're over in Toccoa, Georgia. Sounded good from Toccoa, Donald. Tell Paul we said hello. Do appreciate you guys being with us this evening. Do we have any other stations in the Mike through Papa group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. All right, we'll move it on up to the Quebec through Tango group. Stations with the first letter suffix their call that begins with letters Q through T. And we'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
4DJW. Please check in. Kilo 4, Romeo Mike. That's K4RM, Fred. Also my wife, Mary. November 4, Mike Romeo Yankee. N4MRY. And our son, Ben. Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo India Mike. That's K-O-4-R-I-M. We're at home in Piedmont tonight, Dave. And I was thinking as I heard you call the net, it was a little over 8 years ago when you brought your quad out here and dropped the line for me to put up my first wire antenna, and which was a G5RV. And on that G5RV and 100 watts, I got my DXCC. So for these new hams, better days are ahead with propagation. Hang in there. We'll be negative and negative. Over.
DJW. Please check in. KG4RUE. This is Gary. We're in Anderson. No comment, no traffic.
DJW. Will, please check in. Kilo, Mike, 4, Romeo, Golf, X-Ray. This is Carol in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative. It's 73. Is everybody on the net tonight?
Morning, DJW. Again, KO4QLG, Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec. Lima Golf, Chris, and Liberty, and I will be negative and negative.
Before DJW. And Annette, please check in. Kilo, India 4, Tango Hotel Victor, KI4THV. Danny, Traveler's Rest, negative and negative.
Okay, that's another really good group. Net control like to recognize K4RM, that's Fred, bringing with him N4MRY, that's Miss Mary, and KO4RIM, that's Joel, over in Piedmont. Good to have you as Night Fred. I do remember that very well. That was a hex copter. Had six arms instead of four, like a quadcopter. And that was my first time away from home launching an antenna with a hex copter. And I enjoyed it. I still have those batteries. I don't use them for flying anymore, but the batteries that elevated that G5RV are still in use for other things like stepper motor drivers and stuff like that. Anyway, good to have you with us tonight, Fred. Tell Miss Mary and Joel we said hello. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. And KF4RVH, that's JD over in Greenville. JD, your signal's really, really low compared to your normals. Normally, you're full-scale, full-quieting, and tonight it's kind of scratchy, so check your antenna connection. Make sure it didn't come loose. So don't want you to burn anything up. But we got you checked in. KF4RVH, JD over in Greenville. And KG4RUE, that's Gary over in Anderson. Good to have you this night, Gary. Hope you're doing well. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. KM4RGX, that's Carol over in Greenville. Sounded really good, Carol. Appreciate you taking the time to be here. KO4QLG, that's Chris in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. Hope you're doing well. And my son, Danny, KI4THV, he's over in Traveler's Rest. Good to hear him getting back into amateur radio. Good to have you on the, good to hear your voice on the air, Danny. Any other stations in the Quebec through Tango group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. This is Anna, and I'm at home in Campobello. Please also check in my husband, Chad, Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. We will both be negative and negative tonight. Thanks, Dave.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize our Monday and Tuesday night Net Control operators. KO4RYP, that's Miss Anna, and KO4NUE, that's Chad. They're over in Campobello tonight. Good to have you with tonight, Anna. Tell Chad we said hello. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. You're full scale, full quieting. Sounds good. Any other stations? Let's go ahead now and open it up all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW. Check in, Kilo, November 4, Victor, Whiskey, Alpha. Steve and Edmund, and I'll be negative and negative and listening in. Everybody have a nice evening, and Dave, someday the wind will lay down.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KN4VWA. That's Steve over in Edmond. Steve, I heard rain's coming in tomorrow afternoon, though. That reminds me, I got to go shut the sprinklers off. But I did hear that so it's the morning or nothing. I think rain's rolling in tomorrow, but we'll see. Maybe they have it wrong. Do you have any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
W4DJW. W4DJW. Please check in K4LWE, Kilo 4 Lima Whiskey Echo, Larry in Piedmont, negative and negative.
W. Please check in Kilo 4, X-ray Bravo, K4XB. My name is Tommy, mobile in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening, everyone on that.
JW. Check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKB. This is Duncan up in Asheville. No traffic, no comment. 73 to you and everybody on the net.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize K4LWE, that's Larry. And Larry is over in Piedmont. Good to have you this night, Larry. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. K4XB, that's Tommy. He is mobile in southern Greenville County. Good to have you this night, Tommy. Be careful out there on the mobile. KO4JKV, that's Duncan, who's up in Asheville. Good to have you this night, Duncan. Hope you're sounding well. Hope you're doing okay. And KO4ZEW, that's Ben over in Simpsonville. Yeah, Ben, we can hear you, but you're like right at the white noise level. But you are getting in there. If that's a handheld, you're doing good from Simpsonville. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Quebec Yankee, KO4JQY, Joe and Taylor's, negative and negative.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KO4JQY. That's Joe, sounding good from Taylor's this evening. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening, Joe. Hope you're doing well. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet? All right, that's going to wrap up the formal portion of the net. Net Control, this is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so, and we'll now begin the RAGCHU portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAGCHUs. And the first and only one up on the stump this evening is KN4RJN. That's John up in Brown Summit, North Carolina. John, you've got a clean, shiny stump called W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
W4DJW, this is KN4RJN. Hey, Dave, I haven't talked to you in a coon's age yet. Sly, how you doing? You still flying your airplanes?
Well, yes and no. We'll fly them every chance we get, but since it's been windy and rainy, it's making it very difficult to do that. Plus, we've got some other things we've been trying to get around to because, you know, springtime, spring cleaning, pressure washing, grass cutting, all that kind of stuff that you got to do around the house, putting out mulch and that kind of stuff kind of puts the hiatus on flying airplanes. It takes a backseat, but we will get them back up in the air and going again. We're working on flying the fixed-wing airplanes with goggles on. We've done the multi-rotor thing, but haven't ever done the fixed-wing. So Steve and I are both working. We've got our airplane. We're going to do it. Now we're working on getting the gear into it with the goggles and the video transmitter and that kind of stuff. How about you? What you been up to lately, John?
This is KN4RJN. Well, you know, just like you, you know, life gets in the way of all the fun stuff, but getting my deck redone in the back. It had some issues, and now supply train issues is slowing down the work on that, but we're about to get there. And painting the house, and same thing, laying out mulch, mowing grass. Went out and mowed the grass here a week or two ago and fired up the mower and pulled the lever to activate the blades, and nothing happened. And I thought, well, dang, what's this all about? Pulled it into the garage and the belts had popped off. Had to go to a YouTube video, figure out how to get the deck off and get the belts back in there. I screwed around with that thing for 2 days till I finally got it in there. And finally got the grass mowed, but now I know how to do it. So it's like just one thing after another. I got a new computer and a new set of headphones, so it makes it a little bit easier to do Echolink now. My old computer and Echolink just didn't want to cooperate for whatever reason, and other than that, I've been keeping an eye on the war in Ukraine, because I've got somebody over there doing that, and kind of keeping an eye on him and what's going on. Yeah, we get news every once in a while. He's reasonably safe for a war zone, but other than that, things have been going on. I'm trying to rearrange my office with the new computer, and so now I'm trying to put my Raspberry Pi back together and my other computer over there, and I scooted the radio down a little bit further, but it got Echolink here. So other than that, just, you know, things going on. I haven't talked to you in like forever, and I saw one on Facebook, I think it was the other day, or on the news. I think it was on Facebook. The guy had a radio control plane. This thing was huge. It was a mock-up of something the size of Air Force One. Was the model of the plane, but that sucker must have been 15, 20 foot long. That thing was huge. You ever see that?
W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. There's quite a few different ones. I've got a buddy down in Americus, Georgia. His name is Mac Hodges, who flew a B-29 for many years, which is a very big radio-controlled airplane. I mean, his was big. When you walk past the rudder, the top of the rudder was over the top of your head. All right, I mean, this thing was big. It's huge. But he had a crash a few years back, and it kind of scared him because it ran into a tent, and thankfully nobody was in the tent. But there was a mother and a baby that were sitting right outside of the tent. And that kind of put the fear in him, so he doesn't build those anymore. But he flew them for many, many, many years. I think two of the engines went out and two of the engines pulled, which made it bank over to one side and it went in. But he's kind of afraid of that now. And the lawnmower, I'm an electric lawnmower. I still have a John Deere gas lawnmower, but I try to use it as little as possible. And so I I went to cut the grass the first time, and the battery only had one bar. It's got five bars that you're supposed to have on it. That was an eight-year-old battery. It's guaranteed for 10 years, but it had 8 years on it. I didn't take it back. I just ordered another one and put it on there, and it was one more amp hour. That was 4 amp hours, and I put a 5 amp hour battery in it, and I can cut the whole yard, I think, just about. Well, it depends on how long I let the grass grow. If I cut it before it gets too tall, I can cut the whole yard. If I let it get five or six inches, then no, I've got to charge it a few times or use some more batteries. So that's pretty convenient, though, because there's no pull starting. There's no gas to mess with. You just pop the battery and go. And when you press the button and squeeze the handle, it starts up. So that's kind of nice. I've enjoyed that for 8 years now, trying to cut over that completely. Glad to hear you got a new computer. New computers do voice over IP a lot easier. The algorithms are easier, and the horsepower is better on what you can do with a newer computer. So glad to hear you upgraded on that. So you got dual benefits for doing that. And best of luck to your friend over in Ukraine. That's just heartbreaking what's going on over there. Somebody just needs to do something. I don't know what, but somebody needs to do something. It seems like he doesn't realize what he's doing or something's wrong with him. Anyway, back to you, John. I'm glad to get an update from you because, like you said, it has been quite a while since I've heard from you. KN4RJN, W4DJW, in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, I've got an electric chainsaw, which is nice. You just pop the battery in and push the button, away it goes, and the leaf blower and the weed eater all work off the same battery, so that makes it pretty convenient. But the person I'm concerned about over in Ukraine has a buddy that is a ex-Marine. He grew up in that part of the world, but he joined the U.S. Marines, and he's out now, and he's kind of keeping an eye on my boy. So hadn't heard from him in a few days, and I was a little concerned, and finally got a message from Vlad, as the Marine, saying they're out on mission, but we're all safe, and we'll be back here in a week or two. And I said, okay, cool, that's fine. But they were in Kyiv, and then I got a message from my boys saying they'd gone downrange, which means they'd gone east, which is a little bit closer to the action. They're doing demo and pulling mines out of the ground and capturing, you know, ordnance and unused ordnance and that kind of thing. So they're playing with some high explosive stuff there. But so far as I know, they're still safe and they're still kicking. So that's a good thing. But yeah. I let's see, what time is it? Oh, it's about time for second shift to show up. So I'll say 73s to you. Y'all take care, and I will back on out of here. This is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
All right, John. Well, I best of luck with your buddy that's over there, and want to make sure that he gets back safe and sound. Sounds like a couple more weeks and you'll be there. And yeah, going east, that's not the direction you want to hear that they're going, but somebody does have to go in that direction. I heard they're training the Ukrainians on the artillery down in Germany, and then they're going back up. And the guys that go to Germany, they just go to Germany for 1 week's worth of training, and they're like edgy. They've got to get back home and get fighting. They can't be away from home that long. They know they've got a job to do, and they want to do that job. They're eager to get back home and take. And I did hear that the artillery is there waiting for them. The same artillery that they trained on is up there waiting for them when they get back. So that's pretty good on logistics coordination. And at least that's working. I just hope this is over as quickly as possible. And I know it's already been extremely painful. But anyway, best of luck. Appreciate you hanging around for the Rag 2 portion of the net this evening, and then don't be a stranger for so long again. Good to hear you on here. Take care. Do we have any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
DJW. Number one. Please check in and out.
KI4VLW Randy. KJ4CRL Linda. Up in Asheville.
Out. KG4PFI Don. And KG4QLQ Linda. We're in Piedmont. Good evening to you, everybody on the net.
Okay, net control, like to recognize KI4VLW, that's Randy, bring with him, KJ4CRL, that's Miss Linda. They're up in Asheville, sounding good tonight, Randy. Tell Miss Linda we said hello. Do appreciate you guys taking the time to poke your head in the door and say hello this evening. Good to have you with us tonight, Randy. Tell Linda we said hello. And I was wondering where Don and Linda were. Net control, like to recognize KG4PFI Don and KG4QLQ, Miss Linda. They're down in Piedmont, sounding good as usual, Don. Tell Miss Linda we said hello. Do appreciate you guys being with us this evening. I was starting to wonder. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
Control. Whiskey 4 Whiskey Oscar Zulu. That's W4WOZ. My name's Roz. I'm in the land of Roz. And we're negative and negative. Good evening.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize the 60th check-in this evening. That's W4WOZ. That's the mayor of Waz. Good to have you with us tonight, Rod. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. You're sounding good. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
DHW, this is Kilo Juliet 4, Bravo Kilo India, KJ4BKI, Rock Hill, South Carolina.
All right, sounding good from all the way from Rock Hill, South Carolina. And I could totally like to recognize KJ4BKI. That's Jack in Rock Hill, South Carolina, coming in like he was right up under the repeater. Sounds good, Jack. Appreciate you taking time to check in this evening. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet? Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Hey, Ben, you're right at the white noise. You got any more oomph in your radio? Okay, I didn't get all of that, but I got some of that. I heard the Watts, and I heard the Kenwood, and I heard a Yaesu, but I didn't hear enough to put that all together. But you are making it in, but you're just barely making it over the white noise. W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, Ben, you are making it in on the HT. I did hear the HT part that time. And the HT from Simpsonville is not bad at all. So you are making it in. Hope you get something a little more powerful for the next time so that maybe you can hang around for the Rag Chew portion. Do we have any other state? Have I missed anyone for Rag Chew or have I missed any check-ins called W4DJW?
DJW, comment.
Go ahead, Keith. Okay, well, that's good to know. If you do an elevation profile, you might find that that just came up a little bit, right? Oftentimes does that. When I connect two points and then do a show elevation profile in Google Earth, you can see it usually comes up a little bit. Sometimes it goes off. Sometimes it dips down. But usually when you have that kind of experience, you increase a little bit in elevation. Plus, being down close to a water, I don't know what those reflections do off the water. I'm not sure. I know maritime mobile works pretty good if you're out in the water, but being next to the water, I'm not sure what that does.
Well, I made it back to the house, so I was a little ways away from the water. I don't know. Might have got a little bit of elevation. I'll have to look at that. or I got the rock out of the way or something.
Well, that's true, too. There's one thing you can do. You can, when you draw a line between two stations and you can grab one end of the line when you've got it showing elevation profile, and you can move it around 360 degrees around in a circle. And you can, it's like taking a slice of the earth and rotating the cut. Kind of like they do MRIs where they do a scan of the human body. It's kind of the same way. You're just scanning through the earth. It's kind of cool to do that. I don't know if you've ever done that or not, but it's really fun to do that dynamically. You grab one end of the rope and you swing it around and you watch the slice go through the earth, and it just points just come up and disappear all over the place.
Like Google Earth?
Yeah, in Google Earth, if you do a ruler, it's got a ruler up there on one of its items, you draw, you drop a pin on your house and you drop a pin on my house. And then you get the ruler and you draw a line between the two of them. And then you save it. You click on save and it pops open a box and it lets you type in a name for that line. And then you go in the navigation bar on the right. It'll be selected. You right click on it and you do a show elevation profile. And then you do a show properties on it, and it'll put a little, when your mouse gets close to one end, it'll put a little ball on the end of it. And you can grab that ball with the mouse and you can move it around. And you can, and it's like the elevation profile changes according to where the line is being moved to dynamically as you're moving it with the mouse. So it's like doing an MRI of the earth between your two locations as you're moving it from, you know, as you stretch it out further or rotate it left and right. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I was familiar with it up until you, when you got the profile, the altitude profile. After that, I was not aware it would do that. Anyway, I didn't have anything else. I just wanted to let you know about coming in the driveway with it. I'll hand it back to you. W4DJW.
All right, well, give that a try next time you're in there. I think you'll like it. That's a lot of fun. I get to where I spend way too much time inside Google Earth. Anyway, take care. Stay safe. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Do we have any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. Okay, have I missed anyone for comments, or have I missed any check-ins? Call W4DJW. All right, be sure and stop back by tomorrow night. I'm sure, it'll be Daniel, KJ4WZM, that'll be calling the net. That's the first Sunday of the month, so he'll be the one calling the net. I think there's only 30 days in this month. Yes, there are. So stop back by and check in with Daniel tomorrow night. I'm sure he'd appreciate it. I'm sure you'll enjoy it. Please stand by for my net report. This is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night.